Welcome to OHP Uncut, our raw, uncut, unedited interviews from Open House Party. My name is Cannon. Subscribe to the podcast. First off, click the subscribe button if you're watching and listening on YouTube. Like and subscribe. Today, Saweetie is here. We are so excited for this. Best friend with Doja Cat is blowing up all over the world, and Saweetie took a minute out of her busy, busy, busy schedule to join us and answer a lot of questions by her fandom, Icy Gang, who have been so incredible on social. We appreciate you. Follow me at Cannon Radio, spell Cannon with a K, and let's get right into it. Saweetie and Icy Gang's questions on OHP Uncut.
The OHP Uncut Podcast with Cannon.
Saweetie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am so much better now that you have arrived, and I know you're really, really busy. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me.
I know you've been, the label told me you've been doing like some video shoots the last couple days. Tell me, get me caught up on what you've been doing and how it's been going.
A couple video shoots, couple cover shoots. I'm getting ready for Pretty Bitch Music, so I'm just really excited.
Look, I tell you what, I'm going to run down a lot of questions today and focus mostly on questions that were put out there on Twitter by Icy Game, because I feel like my time with you is probably best served serving them because they're so passionate. What do you think has created that sort of tight bond that other artists maybe don't have with their fans?
Well, I talk to them a lot. I talk to them privately through my DM, and I feel like we're just like a family. So I view them as like my little brothers and sisters, and I love the way they uplift me and support me. So my goal is just to do that for them and more.
Well, in case you didn't know, it's working. You work really hard on something and then there's a leak, which is exactly what happened with the album art for the new album. And a lot of people are asking if you've reshot that album art.
I haven't reshot it yet, but we're actually thinking about it right now. And I actually just found the photographer who I want to shoot Pretty Bitch Music, so I'm really excited about that as well. I'm extra. I got to come up with something else so that it's shocking, it's new, and it's fresh for the album.
How do you get an inspiration for which way you're going to go with something like that when there's so many directions and vibes you can choose from?
That's a great idea, and that's what I'm struggling with right now. So, Icy Gang, if you have any ideas, please let me know.
I have a feeling they will. this question, what do you hope Pretty Bitch Music will show to the general public about you and your music? I like how they said general public. That's very formal. I like that.
I think my goal is just to let people into my world. I feel like I'm a really private person, but I'm able to express myself through my music. And I mean, to the general public, because I feel like they always got something to say. If you listen to my catalog, there's some great, amazing songs produced by amazing beats, dope producers and stuff like that. But I think it really just showcases my artistry at a bigger and grander level.
Summertime is Saweetie time. You got sunglasses. You got.
I love that. Summertime is Saweetie time. I know that's right.
You could steal that shit. You got it all. You got the sunglasses. You got the summer playlist. Talk a little bit about the summer playlist. I love what you do with this. With the up and coming artists, talk a little bit about like how you find them and like if other people want to get your attention for something like that, which is an amazing thing you do, you know, propping up and comers. How do you find them and how can they, you know, make themselves visible to you?
Honestly, when people post songs to their stories, I'm like, who is this? My little sister is up on game with a whole bunch of new artists, so I always ask her what she's listening to. But the whole goal of the Pretty Summer playlist was to really just share my platform. I felt like as an upcoming artist, nobody really reached out to help me out. And I know that feeling of just needing a platform to put out great music. So shout out to all the artists. King Louie just dropped our video today, which is amazing. So that's another good song. But yeah, I just wanted to share the love and share my platform.
And how do you stand out, like especially on social when everything, there's just so many people trying for the same thing?
Being consistent with your craft. And if the consistency is there, eventually you'll go viral. We'll just put a whole bunch of eyeballs on whatever you're doing. So yeah, consistency, hashtagging, and just perfecting your craft.
And that's obviously the new version of standing on the corner trying to pimp your music. And I live in Atlanta where people still do that.
I love it though.
You have to.
I love it though. Atlanta is such a prime time location for new fresh music. So I respect every artist hustle.
It's always been an epicenter of music and, a hustler mentality kind of city.
Right.
When it comes to videos, a lot of Icy Gang are asking, like, how many videos do you plan on doing for this album?
Honestly, I want to do as many videos as possible. So I'm doing 17 songs. Hopefully I get like 10.
Do they have it right, by the way? Is that how you do it? Is you sort of like you go into an album and you think, okay, these are going to be the perfect songs to do videos for?
No, I do. There's songs that I just absolutely love and I need to see people. I need people to see what I see in my head. So there are definitely songs where I'm like, I have to do a video for this.
Speaking of Icy Gang, by the way, somebody tweeted this question. And this is a good question. Would you ever be willing to work with somebody in Icy Gang?
Yes, I would love to. Actually, I have one of my like long-term fans. She's been such a great supporter. Her name is Erin Case, and her music is developing, and it's sounding so good. So I can definitely see myself collaborating with her.
Her name is Erin. What's her last name?
Case. It's like K-A-I-T-H. She has a song out now called Down Bad, and it's doing really well.
And she obviously knows you respect her.
I mean, yeah, I talk to them all the time. That's why they love me, and that's why I love them. We talk almost every other day.
Then I'm sure you've seen people asking if Pretty Player shit has been scrapped.
I mean, they'll have to see.
And the other one that gets a lot of questions, and I hope I'm serving Icy Gang well today, is about Lil Mix.
I know they're so excited.
It's about Lil Mix and the collab on Confetti, and just basically, like, how did you become familiar with them, why you're a fan of them, what it was like to work with them. Just talk about the track and them a little bit.
Well, my little sister loves them, and then when she put me onto their music, I absolutely fell in love with their vocals. So when they reached out for me to do the feature, I was like, of course, it was a no-brainer. So I really just love their visuals and their talent. I mean, them girls can sing.
Since I did mention that summertime is sweetie time, your birthday is coming up too. Do you have any plans for that?
Yes, I'm throwing a birthday party, and we just finalized the theme. It's going to be the Freaknik, an icy sweetie Freaknik, and I'm so excited.
Atlanta will love that.
Hands on your knees, we do the streets like it's a Freaknik, okay?
Happy birthday, by the way. I guess we can start wishing you happy birthday now, since I probably won't get the privilege of talking to you
again. We just gonna skip over Taurus and Gemini season, go straight to the Cancer.
I'm a Leo. We skip over everything. You know how we are.
I love me some Leos. We some dope summer babies.
Hell yeah. How excited are you about the success of Best Friend, by the way? This thing has been just crazy.
Oh my goodness. I think I heard Best Friend for the first time outside like 2 weeks ago, and that beat and the song is so crazy in the club. I'm like, oh my gosh, I miss outside so much.
Yes.
But I'm so proud of it.
Well, if you're listening to the radio version of this interview, you're about to hear it. And obviously, Pretty Bitch Music is coming. What's the date? You got a date yet?
It'll come out before my birthday.
Before July 1st, we can wrap our hearts and minds around it. And hopefully we can give you a number one as a birthday present.
Mm-hmm.
So much respect, sweetie. Thank you so much. We really, 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 really appreciate your time. And we love playing your music. Thank you for giving us quality music and an incredible vision and all your energy. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Cannon. Thank you so much.
The OHP Uncut Podcast with Cannon.